is my fourth report from the Mexico conference here in Guadalajara called Reverent, and it's been a wonderful time already. I'll just give you a bit of information about last night's inaugural session. We gathered together for singing and prayer and had some performances. I'm going to give you a flavor here of one of the groups. I think this was the worship team from Guadalajara itself, so you can watch that. Them as they performed that song. Unfortunately, I have no idea what it was about. My Spanish does not exist. Never mind. Anyway, it was a great atmosphere. Had some great talks with people. Oh, and then we had some lessons. Three of us shared a lesson together about our great God. First of all went Dave Eastman, who talked about God as the heaven declares. That's right, the heaven declares from Psalm 19. And he focused in particular on Isaiah chapter 40, which I really liked. I'll just give you one verse from this passage, where Isaiah says, "Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, or with the breadth of his hand marked off the heavens? Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket, or weighed the mountains on the scales and the hills in a balance?" And David did a masterful job illustrating this and reminded me of the significance of props, using physical things. And he used dust in a bag. He had water poured from a jug into his hand. And he used the spans of his hands. And I've given you, I think, about 3 minutes of his talk with his what he's saying, and then translated into Spanish, for those of you who like Spanish, just to give you a flavor of that. And it reminded me of the significance. He also had a set of scales there to weigh the dust. So that was a good reminder of how practical physical things can be so helpful in bringing across something from the Bible, especially Old Testament things like from Isaiah chapter 40. So he did that. Here's Dave.
He goes to mark off heaven, the heavens.
Entonces Dios va a marcar los cielos.
And he does this.
Y lo único que hace es.
I don't want to step on anybody's guitar here. Now, what he's marking out, the Milky Way galaxy, is 100,000 light years across.
Okay. Lo que estamos viendo ahorita, lo que Dios marca es la Vía Láctea, mide 100,000 años luz. Es lo que mide la Vía Láctea. Ya no es distancias, ya es años luz.
So, a light year is the distance that light travels in 1 year.
Un año luz es la distancia que la luz viaja durante un año.
At 186,000 miles per second.
Y viaja a...
Okay. 186,000 miles per second.
186 millas
per second.
Por segundo. Yes.
So that's one light year. The Milky Way galaxy is 100,000 light years.
Ese es un solo año. La Vía Láctea es 100,000 años.
And as galaxies go, it's a punk.
Y hablando de galaxias, la Vía Láctea es un puntito.
It's a little galaxy. It's an insignificant galaxy.
No es una galaxia, es una galaxia insignificante.
Now, to you and me, it's huge.
Ahora, para ti, para mí, esto es bárbaro.
But in galactic terms, it's tiny.
Pero en términos galácticos, esto es pequeño.
The largest galaxy that we've discovered so far,
la galaxia más grande que se ha descubierto hasta ahora,
is 6,000,000 light years across.
Es 6 millones de años luz para cruzarla.
That little tiny dot that you can't see is the Milky Way.
Ese puntito chiquito que puedes ver ahí, esa es la Vía Láctea comparada con esta galaxia, la IC 1101.
And our solar system is a tiny part of the Milky Way.
Y nuestro sistema solar es una parte tan pequeña de la Vía Láctea.
And planet Earth is a tiny part of our solar system.
Y el planeta Tierra es una pequeña parte del sistema solar.
And you and me are tiny parts of our Earth.
Y tú y yo somos una pequeña parte de la Tierra.
So we have you and me.
Así es que tenemos tú y yo.
And then we have planet Earth.
Y luego tenemos la Tierra.
And then we have the solar system.
Y luego tenemos el sistema solar.
And then we have the Milky Way galaxy.
Y luego tenemos la Vía Láctea.
And then we have IC 1101.
Y luego tenemos IC 1101.
The largest galaxy we've discovered.
La galaxia más grande que se ha descubierto.
And it's 6 million light years across.
Y toma 6 millones de años luz cruzarla.
And God measured it out with a span.
Y Dios las mide con cuartos.
I really liked what Dave did there. That was followed by a brother from Mexico whose name is Anibal Bayardo. I don't know if I pronounced that right, but he did a lovely job talking about God's love. And then I was next after that talking about our transcendent God. I talked about God as creator, God as the great engineer. And funnily enough, I talked about God as an engineer, and I showed a picture of a hummingbird, an amazing nature of the hummingbird and the flapping wings that vibrate so fast. And then this morning, I'm sitting out here on my balcony early morning, and there's a big shrub next to me, and there are hummingbirds on it off and on as I've been sitting out here praying and then getting ready to record this, and saw one fly past me just now. It's just how God made an amazing world. He is transcendent. He's the ultimate engineer. He does things that even humans can never do. So anyway, we talked about that, and it seemed to go down well. I had some lovely fellowship afterwards. And one of the things that struck me is thinking about what I saw last night is a couple of things about worship and corporate worship. One is the importance of talking about God in ways that we can understand, that don't bring him down to our level as in he's just sort of a bit better than us, but that do help us to understand it. So the use of statistics, the use of pictures, the use of props seems very important to help us to understand God's character, his nature, and his qualities, especially his majesty, and then that leading us into worship him in a particular way. So I'm broke down. I need to think about the use of numbers and statistics and props connected to a particular song about God's glory and nature, and think about that ahead of time to include that every now and again in some of our services. So that was a thought for me. There may be some things that will trigger for you as thoughts that might help your leadership of times of corporate worship. So that was last night, and then today we are preparing for workshop phase. So this morning we have two sets of workshops, followed by an afternoon that'll be free, and then a concert tonight. So I'll let you know more about that and what I learned from that later on. I'm going to leave you now with some of the worship from, I think this is the Mexico City worship team, or at least part of it, and you can listen there and watch them as they led us in worship last night. I love the joy on their faces. Have a look at that and the enthusiasm. So I'll give you an update, hopefully another one later on today. But until then, I hope you're having a great day, and I hope you have a great time of corporate worship the next time you meet with your congregation. Take care, and God bless.